Five Forces Framework. The Five Forces Framework was developed by Michael Porter. In the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the Five Forces model of competition is defined as a methodology for analyzing competitive pressures in a market and assessing the strength and importance of each of those pressures. The model is based on the assumption that an industry is the composite of competitive pressures or forces operating in five areas of the overall market, as shown in Exhibit 1-19. Each of these areas is discussed below. Exhibit 1-19 Five Forces Framework. To use the framework, one must identify the key figures and the major sources of competitive pressure in each area. Evaluate the intensity of the pressures. Determine how the overall picture supports profitability. Rivalry among competitive sellers. This area represents the intensity with which rivals compete in this industry to gain market share and competitive advantage. As the rivalry intensifies, the likelihood of making a sustainable profit decreases, since competitive tactics can be costly. Competitive actions include price cutting. Marketing tactics, for example, heavy advertising, attractive promotions, brand creation. Providing better customer service. Frequent redesign of products that add new features or options. Attractive financing terms. Customizable products. Exhibit 1-20 lists industry conditions that alternatively intensify or weaken the level of competition. Potential new entrants to the market. The entry of a new competitor into a market usually triggers costly competitive actions as the existing competitors struggle to maintain their positions. For example, they may need to increase investment in new product development, spend more on advertising, cut costs and increase efficiencies, or provide additional incentives to the distribution and retail network. By doing this, they are increasing the advantage that new entrants will have to overcome. Exhibit 1-21 describes some of the factors that affect threat of entry. Substitute products from other industries. Identifying this category of competitors requires that you think outside the box or, in other words, expand your sense of who your competitors are. Your competitors are not just those organizations that offer similar products or services. Your competitors are every organization that meets the same customer need. In crafting and executing strategy, the authors offer the example of the sugar industry, which must consider competition from the chemicals industry and the manufacturers of sugar substitutes. The market need is for sweeteners, and that need can be filled by different products from very different industries. Another example might be eyeglasses, now produced by the precision manufacturing industry, but which can be replaced by corrective surgery, using tools produced in the medical devices industry. These products are attractive only if they are easily available and offer comparable or better quality, and if there are few barriers to substitution, for example, unattractive prices, necessary supplementary products. For example, vision-correcting surgery was available for some time before its safety was established and prices dropped. Sugar substitutes gained in popularity when their taste improved relative to sugar. Crafting and executing strategy notes three warning signs that indicate possible dangers from substitute products. Stronger increases in sales compared to the sales in the industry being analyzed. Signs that capacity is being increased by producers of these substitutes. Increased profits among makers of these substitutes. Bargaining power of suppliers and buyers slash customers. Suppliers with stronger bargaining power are in a position to drive up a producer's costs, which can lead to higher consumer prices for finished goods and possibly decreased sales. Alternatively, manufacturers can absorb the supplier's increases, not raise prices, and suffer a smaller profit margin. Crafting and executing strategy notes that a producer generally buys from suppliers in different industries. Each supplier must be assessed separately. The other end of the supply chain, the buyer or customer, also needs to be considered. When do conditions favor customers? Exhibit 1-22 shows the conditions in which suppliers and buyers slash customers each have greater bargaining power. Industry attractiveness. An industry's attractiveness is assessed by the number and relative strength of these forces. Although each industry is unique, conditions in general favor an organization's ability to be profitable when internal rivalry among competitors is weak to moderate, leverage over both suppliers and buyers is high, the barriers to new entrants are high, and the threat from substitutions is low. This does not mean, however, that an organization cannot succeed when competition is high. But this fact must be considered as the organization crafts its strategy. The strategy can try to create conditions that protect the organization from competition or alter some of the conditions. For example, different product design may make it possible to increase the number of suppliers and diminish their power over the producer. Or an organization can offer a retailer such powerful distribution advantages that it will pay more for the relationship. The relationship between profitability and competitive pressure is illustrated in Exhibit 1-23. Exhibit 1-23, Industry Attractiveness.